Greetings, everyone. I hope you're having a beautiful and blessed day. And if you aren't, just remember, God loves you, I love you, and everything will be okay eventually. Today, I want to talk about God's grace. And the reason why is because literally none of us would be here if it wasn't for God's grace. In this very moment, we are here because of God's grace, His mercy, and His love, which is grace and mercy. And I'm very thankful that God has given me this time to exist. And when I say that, I mean, once upon a time, I got attacked by dogs. You guys have heard it before. And God could have easily taken me from this planet during that time, but He didn't. And that tells me a lot right there. That means He's not done with me. He's not finished with me. There's still a lot of growing that I need to do, a lot of things I need to experience and to see and witness and whatnot. And, you know, I'm just really thankful for His grace. So let's talk about it. What is grace? We know there's a natural and a spiritual definition, but let's talk about the natural. So grace is an attractive, polite manner or way of behaving. And for the people out there that are Christians, you know the spiritual definition of grace. The spiritual definition of grace is the free and unmerited favor of God as manifested in the salvation of sinners and the bestowal of blessings. Grace is literally the love and mercy given, bestowed upon us, and showed to us by God. All right, this is amazing. God is so merciful and gracious towards us, and most of us don't even realize it. I mean, obviously a lot of us do, but a lot of people don't realize just how much God's grace has carried us to the points that we are in our lives. Last year was very hard. There was a lot of death. Like, so many people passed away. Rest in peace to everyone that passed away. I lost family members, and it was very hard, especially trying to see the brighter side of the picture. One thing I had to come to terms with was death. Last year, I definitely had to look at death in a different lens than I've ever had to look at it. And I feel like a lot of us have gotten so accustomed to people being around us or just having people in life that we don't, some of us, of course, realize that a person can go in any moment or at any time. But even yourself, like yourself included in that, you don't know when your moment is up or when God calls you home. And so just knowing that God does have that grace for us, and He keeps us here to do whatever He needs us to do, or whatever the case may be, it means a lot. Like, I'm definitely grateful for every moment longer that I'm here than what was even probably promised to me. Like, all that I know is I could have been dead when I got attacked by dogs back in 2008 or 2007. Like, I could have been dead then, but yet God's grace allowed me to still be here to this day. Do I know the real reason why? No, but, you know, I like to think that it's probably because He's not finished with me, or I haven't completed my mission, or whatever the case may be. Like, I don't know. Who knows? But it's just awesome to know that God is merciful and He's gracious to all of us who are breathing right now in this moment. And, you know, to God be all the glory. Grace is the exercise of love, kindness, or goodwill. God's grace for us is eternal, and it covers all of our sins. In fact, His grace is more powerful than all of our sins. That's Romans 6:14. God's grace is divine favor. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. I think that's amazing. God's grace runs very deep, and we are a testament to that because we are still here under God's grace. Literally, everyone listening to this podcast right now, you are here because of God's grace. I would take a moment to thank Him right now, because we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for His grace and His mercy and His love. And God loves us. One thing that I've realized is so many people lack love in just different areas of their life. And even when it comes to God, they don't feel like God truly loves them. If we only knew, granted, some of us really do know how much God loves us, but like a lot of other people on this planet, those primarily that are on the other side of the scale, and when I say scale, you know, we got good and evil, it's just what it is, but those on that other side of the scale, that tend to experience his life in a more holistic way, or their perspective is very dark, and so they think through hate or through strife or through envy and through all of that. They're just lacking love. They're lacking God's love, honestly. One thing I know, or I don't know nothing, but like one thing I've come to know is that a lot of us, or not even a lot of us, but just in general, people, we have this mortal mentality that kind of cuts us off from God, and we inherited this through Adam, and you know, when we were born here on this earth, before actually we were here on this earth, we were connected to God. We came on this earth and we kind of forgot that connection, that relationship with God. And for me, my perspective here, I feel like we're supposed to find God's love all over again. And it's not really us finding his love, it's more like us seeking God and him revealing his love to us. So that's another thing. Grace is not earned or anything. It's bestowed to us because God loves us. It's not something that you can earn. You can't just earn God's grace. You already have God's grace just by you breathing. I think that's amazing. I think that's awesome. Like, God is truly merciful. Grace is a love and mercy given to us by God and showed to us even. God desires us to have it. There is nothing we can do to earn God's love, mercy, or grace. In fact, to be honest, none of us deserve it. I don't deserve it. But yet, it's something that's bestowed upon me because God loves me just like he loves you. It's his grace, his mercy. Grace is the exercise of love, kindness, or even goodwill. And my mission on this planet, anytime, you know, obviously I have a mission to get closer to God, but I also have a mission to show the love of God, show the love of Christ. And the only way you can do that is through mercy and grace, showing that to others, which is the exercise of love, kindness, or goodwill. Sorry, guys, I'm over here like burping. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go off, but like, woof, I was drinking some Canada Dry, so it kind of was hitting. But anyway, back to grace. God has bestowed this grace upon us and showed this to us. And the reason why he does is because he does love us, you know? And you could think of natural parents, natural father, son, or daughter and mother. They have grace towards us, even in our terrible moments. There's that unconditional love there that even besides the darkness in a being, you can look past that and still see the light in them. And God does that for a lot of us because all of us aren't perfect. And a lot of us go through things and a lot of us have, you know, not so good qualities. And that's okay. That's 100% okay, because just human nature, we are all a work in progress, and it's okay to be that way. As long as you are trying to grow in some way, or at least aware that you need to grow, God can work with that. And God does work with that. And what I mean is, as long as you are, I don't even want to say like you have to stay in God's will, because there's a permissive will as well. But like, you know, I would advise you to, but you know, human nature, sometimes we do tend to choose against God. It's not a personal thing. At least I don't think it's super personal, but I believe sometimes in our own ignorant way, and I don't mean that in a negative way, I just mean literally ignorant, ignoring something. Like we choose against God when we don't necessarily mean to. But God knows that we love him. Oh, for those that do love him. Obviously, I know not everybody that listens to my podcast is a Christian, but for those that are Christians, God knows we love him and he loves us. And even those that are non-believers, God still gives you guys grace and mercy. And he's just waiting for that day that you choose him in your heart like we've chose God in ours. Now, I was talking about grace being the exercise of love and kindness. This year, my number one thing is to show God's love, his mercy, his grace. You know, that's a big part of my 2020 was learning what is God's grace, mercy, and his love. Now, this year, 2020, is the year that I get to show that. And I'm using myself as an example. Ooh, you guys have heard a lot of my little testimonies and stories here. You know where I come from. You know my attitude. Or for those of you that don't, I've always been in some type of religious bubble. So my life was kind of, I feel like I was in a Christian ignorance, and I didn't do it on purpose. It was just that all that was around me. Then I experienced somewhat of the real world, and I put that in quotes because to me, the real world isn't real, and nothing is real about that. In fact, the real world is more dark and scary than, you know, anything else. The real world to me is love. Love is truth. Truth is love. And love is God. And God is love, which means God is the truth and God is love. Like, it's just, that's my truth. Or that's what I think I know, at least, you know. I don't know nothing. Again, I know nothing. I am nothing. I have nothing. I can do nothing without Jesus Christ, without Christ, outside of Christ. Like, I can't do nothing. But, or I, you don't even know anything. But from what I do know, or what I should say, is what I feel, okay? There is a level of love that I get from my relationship with God. And that love sustains me in my worst moments and even in my best moments. And right now I'm learning, or even more of executing, showing that love to others around me. And it's been kind of a tough journey because, again, I'm a human. And sometimes people get on your nerves and people tick you off, or people make you think crazy. And so I'm learning to just, what would Jesus do? You know, and I think about it like on a, like the world scale. This world is dark, and we as humans, as mankind, we can do some wild things. We can be very dark, very evil. And in history, we have done some, and I don't want to say we, like not us, but there's people that have done some wicked things and have caused a lot of death and harm. And yet God has still preserved us even through all of that darkness. Not saying the actions of one man reflects the other. Not saying that, but in one sense, we are just as capable of those evils and those, you know, darkness and that greatness for those that do good. We're just as capable of as that, or of those things. But yet God loves us equally, and he preserves us all, and he bestows us his grace. And I just think that's so amazing. I think that's amazing. God's grace is powerful. In fact, it's more powerful than any of our sins, which is what I was trying to convey when I was saying that you could be super wicked and yet God will still somehow love you. Now, me being a human, it may take a while for me to love a person that is deeply demented, but at the same time, showing the love of God, all things are possible. And God tends to love even the darkest ones in the clan of humanity. Not to say we don't or we shouldn't, but literally scripture, God's grace is more powerful than our sins. And that's Romans 6:14. God's grace is literally divine favor. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. God's grace runs deep, and we're a testament to that, because again, none of us would be here. None of us would be breathing if it wasn't for God's grace and his mercy and his, the love that he has for us. He gives us a chance to get right with him and to seek him more, especially seek him in new ways. And I'm very thankful for that, because again, you guys know my testimony. For the past 3 years, if God didn't turn me around, I would have been heading down a very deep, dark path that I was on. There was a lot of smoking, and I lost myself. I'll just say that. And within losing myself, I found God. And that just changed everything for me. And I don't know how to explain it, but I just, knowing God has so much grace for even me, just even those dark times, and how he literally could have ended it anytime in any moment, but he didn't. He gave me the chance to get right with him, but now he's given me the chance to express that and be able to show his love. And when I say show his love, he showed me so much love during that time, and I didn't even realize it. Then when I realized it, I was in such awe, like, wow, you really do love me. And now it's my duty to show that love to everyone else on this planet, because right now, more than anything, we need love on this planet. This planet needs love. This planet needs God. And the only way to do that is for us to show others the grace that God shows us. You know, we got to show other people mercy and grace, even in the toughest moments, those trying moments. And trust me, they come. They always come. You might get tried like 6 times in a day, but to God be all the glory. You just got to push through it. Keep showing love and mercy. And obviously, you're going to fall sometimes. You know, it happens. We all fall. I fall. But, you know, we fall short of God's glory, God's grace every single day, and that's okay. When I say it's okay, it just means you get back up, keep fighting, and keep going, and you keep running. In fact, God's grace is what carried me and you here to this very moment. If it wasn't for his grace, we wouldn't be here. And I believe that's also like a scripture. What is it? Grace carried me here, and by grace, I will carry on. And for those of you that are saved, how are you saved? By what? By grace. By grace you have been saved. Ephesians 2:8. For it is by grace you have been saved. Every day of this new year, I just want you to exercise showing God's grace, his mercy, and his love. If anything you do this year, make it with love, make it with mercy and with grace. If you can, you know, I hope I'm not asking too much, but that is my exercise this year. You know, obviously natural exercising is great, but spiritual exercising is just as important. So make sure you're doing that. And if you gotta challenge yourself, try to hold back what you would normally do with any situation. And when I say what you would normally do, like, let's say somebody's coming at you in a grocery store. That's my favorite example. You don't have to go back at them. You might say it in your head and repent about it. That's great. You know, that's cool too. Show them some mercy. Show them some grace. Maybe hit them with a nice flashy, God loves you. You know, you could be nice with it. You know, throw a little godly shade. No, I'm just playing. But seriously, exercise love, mercy, and grace. Please, that is what I'm asking you to do for this year. Let's keep this year as beautiful as possible. You know, there is so far, we're only a couple days into the new year, but it is what we make it. And I don't want to see humanity go to such a dark time like we have been in the past. Even last year was very dark. So my mission is to show you guys love, mercy, and grace this year. I will try to do that with anything and everything that I do. I hope my podcasts help you in some way. And if they don't, you know, I hope they entertain you at least. This year, I got a whole bunch of cool stuff coming for you guys. I'm starting a whole bunch of new series. I have a Zodiac series coming out that I'm very excited about. Each month, I'm going to drop a little podcast about the Zodiac sign. So just know this month we're doing Capricorn. It's really cool. And then I have some other series coming down the line. I have another Journey to Purpose episode coming out. So really excited about the things we're doing this year. And I hope you tune in. And just remember, God loves you. I love you. Have a beautiful day and have a beautiful new year, guys. Seriously, I want you guys to really think on the positive things of life. I hope 2020 helped you think on the more positive things of life, even though it was a very hard year. You know, it's all about learning and growing. So let's grow some more. I hope you guys have a beautiful day.